Welcome to Oncology Nursing Update, Lymphoma Multiple Myeloma Edition. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Jonathan Kaufman, and to begin, he presented a 75-year-old man from his practice.
So when we first met him, going on 7 years ago now, he actually presented with severe back pain. He was found to have multiple compression fractures and ultimately was diagnosed with light chain myeloma. He was so debilitated that he actually had to be hospitalized. And I remember him very well. And I've worked with him now for 7 years, and he's become a good friend of mine. At the time, he couldn't get out of bed. And he was so depressed and debilitated by this fact that he just said, I'm never going to get out of bed again. I'm in so much pain, I'm never going to get out of bed again. And I told him, I said, our treatments are so effective today for myeloma that you're going to be out of pain and you're going to get out of bed and you're going to get through this. And we actually had to treat him in the hospital for several weeks, and through effective therapy and good supportive care and, you know, physical therapy and occupational therapy, he walked out of the hospital.
Was he generally healthy before this? Did he have comorbidities? How was he spending his time?
Yeah, he was a very healthy person at the time. I mean, he had retired, but he was living a normal life. He was married, he had kids. He was generally very active, but became debilitated because he had such severe back pain.
And he had a spouse?
He had a spouse at the time.
At the time?
Yeah. She is subsequently herself deceased from another type of cancer.
Wow.
Since then. Yeah.
How long after that, his diagnosis, did that occur?
She probably died 3 or 4 years ago now.
Wow.
He's a very unique guy. He was one of these guys who would fill his entire first floor of his house with toy train setup. And he was the guy in town who would invite everybody over to come see his Christmas trains. It would take him 2 weeks to set up every November, and then he'd have it open all through the holidays, and then it'd take him 2 weeks to break down in January.
Wow, what kind of work did he do?
You know what? I only knew him as retired, and I don't remember. He was in some type of sales, but I don't know specifically.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm also interested by what sounds like his sense of despondency.
Right.
How did you see that evolve, not just during that hospitalization, but over time? How did he, recover or heal from that?
Like I said, I sat and I told him, and he said, I'm never going to walk again. And I told him, I'm usually, the way I manage patients is I'm not always directive. In this case, I was very directive with him. I told him, I said, you are going to get better and you are going to walk out of here. And finally, he started to embrace that and started working with physical therapy. And as soon as that happened, as soon as he was able to walk again and control the pain, his spirits have been amazing. He believed himself that he could conquer anything. And even though now, you know, he was in remission for probably 6 years after transplant, and even though he relapsed, his relapse disease in no way ever impacted him negatively. Once he knew he could overcome that first challenge, he's never had any problems with overcoming any challenges, and nothing bothers him anymore. Having relapsed myeloma doesn't bother him. Not feeling good all the time doesn't bother him anymore. And I think in a lot of times it came from overcoming that initial challenge.